This episode of JJHI Radio is brought to you by the Brown Label Society, the Center for Advanced Flatulence Research, and the Non-Mologamy Foundation.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight, and
Steve Inher.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
That's right, folks. It's another middle of the week. Middle of the week. It's the first week of August. I wonder how weak it is for you, huh? You know, we do have a great guest tonight. His name's Steve Inher. He's got a book out I think this audience will certainly appreciate. We'll also be taking your calls tonight at 210-888. That's 3 8s. So 888-9198. Pretty excited about it. Took your calls last week. Some excellent calls from our listeners. I got to tell you, you folks bring the funny. You also bring the serious, and I enjoy that too. It's always appreciated to have such solid information on this program. I have some real news headlines for you also. We have picked up some sponsors. We do appreciate that. Have some messages from them this evening. So sit back, take the car key out of your ear, and enjoy the program.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work? You want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
Real news headlines. August 3rd, 2022, folks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived in Taipei yesterday morning to show solidarity with the people of Taiwan. Shortly after her arrival, she was quoted as saying, "Good to be back here again. My husband and I were just wondering where I can get the best fried bat plate in town." Mr. Pelosi, with his new business associate, Hunter Biden, will be holding a back-alley anti-government summit and an organ donation drive in coming weeks. Amber Heard is back in the spotlight as she declares her intention to open a school for the deaf. The troubled Hollywood extortionist has determined her name from, well, determined to change her name anyways, from Amber Heard to Amber Hard of Hearing. Play it, Quincy. And finally tonight to Houston, Texas, this evening. Looking at you, Houston. Where violent crime is on the rise. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has initiated a new gang member buyback program. That's right. He's currently offering up to $300 per surrendered gang member in an effort to control the violent element of the inner city population. Wow. In a related story, sales in commercial crematoriums have surged in Houston. I'm JJ Head. These are real news headlines. Stay tuned for more here on JJHI Radio. So much more. With Steve Inher joining us here shortly in your calls. 210-888-9198. We'll be right back.
Time to go.
Has a loved one recently died and you're without a proper diner?
Sweet home.
At Lovely Lace Mortuary. Our friendly staff will embalm, dress, and beautify your lovely late one. We offer competitive prices at award-winning services, featured as a second runner-up in the mortuary makeup extravaganza for 3 years in a row. Call today, please. Please call today.
JJHI Radio. Welcome back to the program. And thank you for joining us tonight. We have a very special guest this evening, Steve Inher. He's got a new book out on some interesting topics. We think you will be interested because this is JJ Head Interests. My interests are your interests. That's why you listen. We'll be taking calls at 210-888-9198. You'd think I'd know by now. Hey, Tom. Get the levels right or you're fucking fired. Do you understand me? Yep. Steve Inher. Joining us on the program. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Hey, JJ. Thanks for having me. How can you hear me all right?
No, absolutely. Our phones seem to be at the right levels, but Tom can't get the damn Brubeck right.
Oh.
Happy you're joining us, Steve. You've got a new book out that I think my audience will certainly be interested in. Give us an idea about what it is, what we can expect.
Yeah, thanks. And I have to say, thanks for letting me come on the show and promote my new book. I'm really hopeful about this, that, it's a subject that I think, we really need to embrace in our society. Mm-hmm. That's not really discussed openly by a lot of young men and women, for that matter. But, okay. My experience has been as a male, so it's written as such. And the book is, thank you. The book is written as kind of a coming of age tale. It's called the Diarrhea Monologues.
Monologues.
That's right. The Diarrhea Monologues. The short novel written about my youth. which, if I could say was a rather normal youth. You know, I come from a good Christian family, Midwestern upbringing, great schools, great family, great growing up all around. It was just, I always felt a little bit off and a bit different, growing up. And probably around the age of 10 or so is when I really started to come into my own and notice some changes in my body, particularly surrounding my bowel movements.
I see. You noticed changes in your bowel movements.
That's right. And, it's just growing up in America, middle America, you're always taught, you've always seen on TV, magazines, media outlets, what have you.
Sure.
Let me ask you, what form of fecal matter do you envision when you think of a bowel movement? Or, most people would think of a solid brown loaf. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. If I go to WebMD here, I type in bowel movement. Oh, whoa. Yeah, you see what would typically be referred to in certain circles as a solid loaf, perhaps a log. The famous animated program South Park had a character by the name of Mr. Hanky, and this looks very similar, without the Christmas hat, the eyes, the mouth, the arms, and the hands.
Yeah, and so, of course I grew up watching South Park, and that's basically what I thought a log should be.
Sure.
And as I was saying, around maybe 10 or so, I started to notice that my bowel movements weren't always necessarily solid. Sometimes they would be a bit more of the liquid, sometimes a bit more of a kind of a hybrid, maybe. A mix of solid and soft stool, so to speak.
Great.
And about this time, it really had a profound effect on me. And I started to think that perhaps there was something wrong with my gut.
Could be, right?
And
you had a gut instinct.
And I did. And it prompted a lot of self-reflection, a lot of shame. And it was something that I felt like I wasn't able to talk to my parents or my friends or family or anybody about, really. Mm-hmm. And so I spent many a lonely nights on porcelain with my head in my hands, just very distraught over the fact that my bowel movements weren't, I guess the fear that I wouldn't be living up to society standards when it came to my bowel movements.
I would imagine so. Many young men spend time on the porcelain, head and hands, for various reasons. And yours sounds like a very common experience many young men, experience would be silly, go through in their adolescence.
Yeah, and, again, it's just, it was very disturbing. And, as I got a bit older, I started to do a bit of research on the internet, under the guise of, internet forums and whatnot, and realized that there was other people out there like me. And I come to realize that not all bowel movements had to be the same. They didn't have to be the same hue, the same color, the same consistency, the same size, that everybody's bowel movement was unique or could be.
They might have different
contents.
Didn't have.
Yeah, absolutely. You could have, we don't need to go into the real details here, but I think you've got the idea that society has groomed us to believe that we exist in monogamy. But in reality, there's many people out there that, you know, prefer and find it much more natural to live a non-monogamous lifestyle.
Monogamy, non-monogamy. What's the difference?
Well, mono, the prefix meaning one, would
single.
Infer that you single, yes, singularly, would infer that you'd subscribe to, dare I say the word, fascist.
It's thrown around a lot. I get that.
Defecation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think that it's right. And, okay. You know, I think that we need to embrace the fact that non-monogamy is the future. And embrace the non-monogamy, correct.
Not so, omni-monogamy, not multi-logamy, non-monogamy. Wow.
Non-monogamy.
Non-monogamy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
No, I think that's interesting. So this being JJ Head Interests Radio, I have to say that from time to time just to continue to image the program. But non-monogamy, I think this is something really on the cutting edge. Now, you mentioned your time there spent on the porcelain. You were able to push through here and have these realizations as a much older man. What are your thoughts on both the publicity industry and the political machine here in the United States saying that ultimately we must drink the Pepto-Bismol in order to produce more normal monogamous type bowel movements?
Well,
it's an overreach.
That's a whole, it is absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a real issue. You know, is very far reaching down, you know, deep within one's bowels, is that the government deep state has been pushing, you know, monogamy on us for years. And, it's done through, you know, various forms, you know, mental warfare, and then physical as well. Pepto-Bismol being one of the main offenders, is practically shoved down our throats from an elementary school age. If you can imagine any, you know, elementary school age child that goes into the nurse's office with even the slightest upset stomach that may be producing a slightly liquid bowel movement is basically force-fed a Pepto-Bismol from a very early age. And frankly, it's alarming.
Absolutely. No, people jump to conclusions, right? I mean, whether it's been vaccines or excessive deployment of Pepto-Bismol or misuse of fiber powders of all kinds, the problem exists. It needs to be addressed. And I think it's a far more progressive approach to be a non-monogamist. And that seems to be what your book touches on here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's about inclusion and diversity amongst bowel movements.
Right.
And if you do your own research, which I invite yourself and your listeners to go ahead and do so on your own time, you'll notice that there's a growing trend. We've characterized the non-solid bowel movement.
Mm-hmm. A movement within a movement.
Absolutely.
About a movement, interestingly enough.
Correct. And essentially it advocates for the normalizing of non-solid bowel movements.
Sure.
And, you know, we're organizing rallies all around the country, at various public restrooms, bathroom stalls, porta potties outside of Washington, D.C., at the White House, and you'll find people everywhere exercising their right to have a non-solid bowel movement.
Sure. I just got this in from the JJHI radio inbox. Terry from French Lick, Indiana writes, I discovered the benefits of a fluid non-monologue lifestyle long ago. About 5 years ago, I installed a 5-speed kitchen mixer in the bowl of my toilet, similar to a bidet. The idea here is to avoid solid log exposure. Every time I have a stool, I blend it. I get all these physiological response benefits from believing I'm entirely fluid inside. I can't say I've had a solid log for years, and I feel great. Interesting. Would you advise people to take common household appliances and repurpose them for breaking up solid loaves in the bowl?
Well, to be fair, that's a new concept to me, but I like the idea of what Terry is doing there. It seems to be sort of a retroactive approach to breaking up the solid one-way turd think mode of thinking, and so real. I mean, anything that popularizes the idea that a turd does not have to be a turd, I'm completely in favor for. So kudos to you, Terry.
Great. I think what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines here, 210-888-9198, if you'd like to join us this evening. If you have questions for Steve Inner here, we're talking about non-monogamous lifestyles, moving away from the solid loaf and into more of a diverse overall presentation of our bowel movements. 210-888-9198 is the number to call. And Steve, just while we're opening up the phone lines here, where are you from originally?
I was originally born just out of Terre Haute, Indiana.
Oh, you're an Indiana boy, too.
I am, yeah. Shortly thereafter, my family moved to the West Coast, where I spent a good amount of time in near Astoria, Oregon.
Oh, okay. Astoria, Oregon. Excellent.
Yes.
And, looks like we've got a caller here on the program. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Your guest brought up something interesting. It's been well documented that the meat industry has a lot of lobbyists in place, making it very difficult to fight against. And it's also well documented that excessive consumption of meat will make you constipated, will firm up your stool in the body. And I was curious if your guest had anything to comment on that. Is that something that came up in the research for your book, Steve? I'll take my question off air.
Thank you. Steve, what are your thoughts on that? Steve? Looks like we might have lost Steve. What happened here? Let's see here. Tom, can we get Steve back on the line? I'm not sure quite what happened here. We might have lost Steve. It's live radio, folks, you know? I think what's interesting here about these solid loaves or the non versus the non-monogamous lifestyle, so many things can change, right? We have to roll with the punches, visit the restroom often, and ultimately consider how this impacts our identity as a culture. We'll be taking more of your calls here at 210-888-9198. Just as we're waiting for Steve to join us. Be checking the inbox here shortly also. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frings Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
JJHI Radio. And we're back here on the program. It's JJHI Radio here with Steve Inner. Steve, you're back with us.
I'm here, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Had some connection issue there.
Right. So we're talking about the non-monogamous lifestyle. We're also taking your calls at 210-888-9198. You had mentioned you spent some time as a kid in Astoria. Was that just for your young life, your adolescence, or were you there on into your 20s?
Well, I finished, I was there from 98 through high school. So middle school, graduated high school from Astoria High. And then, of course, I went on to Stanford to where I did my undergraduate studies. And then from there, I went to UC Berkeley, where I finished my PhD.
I see. UC Berkeley. What were people doing at Berkeley at that time in terms of bowel movements?
Well, it was early 2000s. There was a lot of change going on at that time. The non-monogamous bowel movement hadn't really taken full effect yet. Uh-huh. But I could tell that there was something in the air. I could smell it.
I can imagine. Especially with so many people doing it at the same time in a place like a dorm or a gym locker room, for instance. Yeah, very common experience. Okay, we've got another caller here on the program. Go right ahead, caller. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, JJ. It's great to be here. And
it is.
I was just wondering about the guest and thinking about, you know, repurposing this stool, if you might call, and repurposing it, taking it from the toilet. And I don't know if it's older, but eating it and having it go through, as in recycling it. Does he know about that? Is that something that he knows about?
Steve, that's a good question. How often have you seen individuals repurpose, the results of a non-monogamous type of event for human consumption? Is that something common in the United States?
With all due respect, caller, I really don't advocate for any unhealthy usage of the stool by any means. So, no, I can't condone the consumption of any of your feces. It sounds irresponsible. and I don't want it to leave a stain on the on the spirit of the movement.
I agree. I think that it's a bit of an overstep. Our first caller had mentioned meat lobbyists pushing monogamy as though the solid loaf lifestyle is really ideal. I would imagine the non-monogamous approach would require a whole lot more fluids, spicier foods from exotic places like northern India, western Pakistan, for instance. What are your thoughts on the meat lobby and their impact on the monogamous lifestyle?
Well, sure. I mean, there's obviously going to be opponents to the movement. It's going to hurt the industry, honestly. The meat industry, the cheese people are in on it. There's been a lot of strong opposition from these people. And the important thing is to remember that it's not about profits.
It isn't.
And that's really what they're after. Is they don't want to lose money out of their pocket, and they care not for your mental or pectoral health,
right,
for any means. So, you have to consider who is feeding you this information, and what it will do in the end game when it reaches the toilet.
Well, and I would imagine you've got the beef industry, the meat industry in general. They're wanting kind of a solid loaf, and quite frankly, something more frequent. The cheese industry, I would imagine, they're wanting you to suspend that type of lifestyle altogether. They're wanting you to take your time, and both of those, for the non-monogamous, lifestyle subscribers, they should be staying away from that, I would think. Again, spicier foods from Mexico, from India, from parts of southern China, from parts of Pakistan. That's the kind of food that ultimately a non-monogamous, I would imagine, individual wants to be consuming on a regular basis.
No, absolutely. And it's important to remember that these other cultures that you've spoken of, they've had non-monogamous lifestyles for centuries.
Sure.
And, this is not something that's abnormal to, other parts of the world. It's just that here in the United States, we've been so conditioned to to consume certain types of food,
right,
and to sustain the end results that are matter. But really, it's about unity, coexisting, and understanding other cultures. So in that respect, it's very diversifying.
Couldn't agree more. We've got another caller here on the program. Welcome to the program, caller. You had a question for Steve Inner.
Hi. Yeah, I'm really interested in a non-monogamous lifestyle, and I'm wondering, where do I start? I assume it starts at the diet. How do I approach a balanced diet with a fluid output?
Steve, what are some first steps?
Well, that's a great question, and it does begin with a diet, though I wouldn't say it would start with a balanced diet. You really want to hone in on some of the foods that JJ had just discussed. Get rid of your fibers, bring in the spices, get rid of the meats, start drinking more alcohol. It goes so far as to dehydrate your body. A good dehydration is actually healthy
It's a form of fasting, really. I mean, let's call it what it is.
Sure. You've heard of a juice cleanse?
Sure.
Have at it.
I mean, it reminds me of Germany in 1939. The thing I think we should touch on, though, are there different approaches depending on someone's previous experience with a monologue lifestyle? Let's say someone who consumed more beef versus someone who consumed more chicken. same approach ultimately to transition?
Well, it depends on the individual and how you respond to these particular types of meat, and also, you know, how they've been prepared.
Yeah.
If you're getting chicken, if you're living on the farm up in Iowa, you're getting chicken straight from the source, it's going to be bland. It's going to be just your run-of-the-mill chicken. If you got chicken from an Indian food restaurant, that could be a whole different experience.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage you to experiment with spices.
Sure.
With different portions.
Right.
And, you know, just have at it. This is about you. This is about you exploring your likes and your preference for stool consistency.
Yeah, no doubt.
So go nuts.
Go nuts.
But lay off the nuts.
We've got another call here on the program on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program. You're here live on JJHI Radio with Steve Inher. Welcome to the program, caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. I just wanted to call and say I can't wait to purchase your guest book. I was wondering if there were, you know, certain ways to promote this movement in my community. And, you know, there's certain ways I can help others around me embrace the non-monogamous lifestyle so we can, you know, spread this all over.
Glad you asked the question of, you know, activism here. How do we promote this lifestyle? I would imagine, first of all, you buy one copy of the Diarrhea Monologues for yourself, and you buy 10 more for everyone else. Isn't that right, Steve?
Well, yeah, and that certainly would benefit me as well. I want to sell books, but yeah. It's not just about me. It is about the community, and I appreciate sentiments of this caller. And to answer your question, I would do anything that you can to promote the lifestyle, and that may mean having a shit-in at your local community center.
Oh yeah,
where people will publicly get together in a circle and defecate in public.
No question.
You could go number two with the door open now. Why hide behind a stall door?
Come on out.
I like to say.
Come on
That's
out.
Right.
The water's fine, right?
Yeah. Come out of the stall. There's no reason to remain stalled.
Absolutely not. What are your thoughts about writing on stalls, you know, in slogans of encouragement such as, you know, non-monogamy is for me, something along those lines? Make a good bumper sticker, wouldn't it? Caller, you would buy that bumper sticker, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely buy one for me and several for, you know, my family and others to kind of, you know, spread it all over.
That is
like, that's
the
a good
spirit.
Bumper sticker too.
That is the spirit.
Yeah.
Caller, if you could put a slogan for non-monogamy on a bumper sticker, what would it be?
I'd have to go with my original answer. Spread it all over.
Spread it all over. We're here with Steve Inher. We're taking your calls at 210-888-9198. We appreciate the participation. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Hello, moms of America. Are you wondering what to feed your kids for dinner? Consider Krang's chipped beef. Only the highest quality beef parts that are 100% beef. Your kids will ask for it by name. More chipped beef, please.
Welcome back to the program, JJHI Radio. I'm your host, JJ Head. We're here with Steve Inher, and we are in this program. We're taking your calls at 210-888-9198. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the non-monogamous lifestyle. We're talking about how we can transition away from a society that only looks at single loaves in the toilet to a society that is more diverse in terms of its presentation and bowel movements. Steve Inher has written a book, The Diarrhea Monologues, available now on Amazon and where all fine books are sold. Steve, I want to touch on something, and it's not something that's in my pants. It's something that I'm kind of wondering about. Your title, The Diarrhea Monologues, harken back to something I read many years ago when I was dating someone who treated me extremely poorly because of my gender. The Vagina Monologues. What are some of the contrasts between this book and that horrific work of anti-male sentiment?
Sure. Well, there is a lot more in common than meets the eye, actually. Obviously, the first major difference here is that this is an all-inclusive movement and book. It knows no gender. It's not exclusively for the male or female.
Sure.
It is written by I am a male and identify as one. So it is written from a male perspective. But I'd like to emphasize that it's not just a male issue. Though, you know, women are less adept to discuss these sort of things.
They just
so
do it less.
That may be that
they do it less. Correct.
I'm not a medical professional, so I can't tell you what the frequency would be. But yeah, from my understanding, there is little to no defecation from the female gender.
That's right, and you'll never hear about it. But nonetheless, this is an inclusive book. For people of all genders or identifications. I've often asked individuals what their pronouns were while in the stall, and I think it throws people off to where they can't quite finish. And I'm not trying to be distracting in there, so yeah. Another thing that I think is interesting here, the Vagina Monologues were what they were. The Diarrhea Monologues have, I think, a very similar sort of very special theme that you get to towards page 1560. This was chapter 30 in the book. You talk about the presence of blood in the bowel movement and really how that can bring the two scientific genders together when it comes to embracing the non-monogamous lifestyle. Could you expand on that a little bit for us?
Well, sure. You know, that's a great point. And, you know, again, this is a very inclusive movement, and I try to find anything that we could do to bring the two genders together.
Right.
And finding common ground between a way that a male identified male and an identified female, I don't mean to become too graphic, may dispose of common fluids.
Sure.
To me is very unifying practice. And some may say it's New York Times even quoted it as beautiful.
They quote a lot. And it's hard to say whether or not they take all this seriously. But nonetheless, that's helpful to you, certainly, if you're selling books. Here's a question for you. This is just coming in off of the JJHI radio inbox. Can you hand it to me?
Sure. Hand it to me. Don't throw it at me. Hand it to me. Shut up.
Mike Knowles, Seattle, Washington. He actually has written here, are there log deniers and where are they most prevalent in the United States? Steve, do you have any idea about that?
There are log deniers out there. It's, you know, they're usually floating in circles along the lines of flat earthers. You know, other common, you know, conspiracy theorists, the lizard people and that sort of thing. So yeah, occasionally you will find somebody, you know, out there, usually on the internet, that may leave a nasty anti-log, you know, Reddit post or something like that. And I would just encourage everybody out there to see through the bullshit and recognize the real shit.
Sure.
And do some self-reflecting when you triumphantly raise yourself from the toilet. Turn around and take a look back at what you've done. Hello, you have a caller.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, caller, you're on the program. Welcome. It's your turn
so
now. Not my guest's turn. It's your turn. What are you? Welcome.
I'm so glad to be here.
Glad everyone. Steve. So happy.
You had a question for Steve in her.
You say you have monogamy. I have monogamy, but I don't believe in that. I have three wives and monogamy, and that's so great. I have three wives and we have so many logs, and that's fantastic. But your theory is just fantastic, and I wanted to ask you. We have three wives, a dog, a baby, another baby.
Caller, I'll tell you what, I'm up against a break here. Can you hang on till after the break?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes,
we'll be right back, folks.
If you like chicken sandwiches,
we
got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried.
Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
And we're back, folks. We were on the line with a caller here who had some questions about, I believe, wives and marital relations. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I have three wives and one dog and a baby. So that is two babies.
Got it.
So that is...
A lot of bowel movements in that family. Good for you. You must be a very proud father.
And two poops. So if you count that up, that's poops. So what I want to know is, Dr. Steve, if I could add all those poops together, could I make a stew out of it?
Again, discussing this from the standpoint of eating it. Thank you, caller, for the question. And we did touch on that earlier. There has to be a certain degree of responsibility.
Wait, when I make a stew out of it, I mean stew and then put it in the ground and then grow plants.
Oh, okay. So,
he's composting.
That's exactly right.
Non-ingestion.
I think that's reasonable, is it not? It's fairly acceptable to do things like that. It might be good for the earth. You know?
Absolutely. Your BMs can be converted to a very rich fertilizer, in which you can continue to further your non-monogamous lifestyle by growing various plants, peppers, jalapenos especially, that can promote a non-solid loaf. And so I would certainly encourage that. And thank you, caller, for bringing that to the attention of my listeners, that the cycle of life, it doesn't end at the toilet. It just continues going on.
I can imagine. So we've got another caller here on the program. Welcome. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Did we lose him?
We lost him. Welcome. We'll be back back, folks. Thank you so much.
So you're dead and you didn't write a will.
Has your loved one recently expired without a will? At Lovely Lace Mortuary, we hire real crack shot lawyers to craft a bulletproof post-mortem will so that you can enjoy the finer things in life just as your loved one wanted before they made the rash decision to be with a younger, barren, absolute hammerhead shark of a human who couldn't spend money wisely if it were given to her by Warren Buffett himself. Visit our website at lovelylacemortuary.com. And now your money goes to
JJHI Radio. We'll take one more call here for the evening. Caller, you're on JJHI Radio.
Well, I'm on the radio.
You're on the program, JJHI Radio. Here with Steve Inher.
Oh, I have a question.
Excellent. The volume. Ask away.
Yeah. So when I'm pooping, we need to measure that. What's a healthy poop? What's the volume that I need for it to be too much poop, not enough poop, less poop? I don't know what's right, what's wrong.
Excellent question. This is a very solid question to ask, Steve. What do you say, Steve, what is a healthy measurement for a non-solid or non-monogamous type bowel movement?
And caller, thank you. Thank you for your call. And that really highlights a big issue that we're having, is that the whole point of this movement is that there is no right or wrong answer. Your bowel movements are your own, large, small, greenish brown, brownish green, dark green, brown, any combination of color, consistency, smell, characteristic is that's your own. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you to own it. Whatever it is that you're producing, that's yours. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise.
It's an excellent point. Steve, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We look forward to having you back on, hopefully, as those book sales continue to soar. Any particular events you'd like to plug here on the program before we wrap up?
Yeah, there's going to be a big shit-in in Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Coming up the last week of August. I'd encourage anybody that can make it out there to join and, you know, just support the movement any way that you can. Practice it in your personal life. Tell all your friends. Shit with the stall door open. And, you know, just keep it brown.
Keep it brown.
Or green.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or whatever color.
Steve Inher, the book, The Diarrhea Monologues, available now in paperback, Amazon.com, and where all fine books are available for purchase. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, JJ.
Folks, it's that time again, coming up on 10 o'clock here in the great state of Texas. We appreciate you joining us this evening. This program is brought to you by the JJHI Alpha Group team. working very diligently, developing content that's informative, that's interesting to me, and that ultimately will be things that you can fixate on and talk about at the water cooler tomorrow. We appreciate that. Next week, you can look forward to some more interesting guests. We may be talking about a new sport being developed called marble ball, where they substitute paintballs for marbles. And whoever ends up with the most marbles win. That's going to be interesting next weekend, or next week, rather. Join us here, 9 p.m. Central, jjheadinterest.com. Click the live button on the player. Find us on Spotify, or just click you want the podcast and you can have it. We'll see you next time.